on to stock picks now. David, is there anything that takes your fancy at this rather sort of precarious juncture?
You couldn't have missed Ferrari's results yesterday. And so Ferrari is at an all-time high, or traded yesterday and continued today. Their third quarter numbers were absolutely staggering. That you would think that people in this kind of climate continue to buy Ferraris is astonishing, but it happens. And the company is even looking for ongoing gains in the fourth quarter. So I don't know their models. Wayne knows a lot more about the actual models. I just know it's a wonderful brand. So they released a new model called the Roma. They're still selling their old Monzas, but I mean, staggering results. And so it's just roaring away.
I mean, that chart is fabulous. Mm. I have to say, I didn't look at Ferrari's results. We were deep in the financial nail deadline hell. But maybe one just wants a rather nippy ride as one's commutes rather than taking public transport. So can you blame people for splashing out? Wayne, how about you? What would you be buying?
Look, I'm still going to sit back on cash here. I think there could be a bit more uncertainty coming over the next while. But, I'm not worried about the level of overseas markets. The economy is recovering. There are earnings. Interest rates are clearly not going up. The long bond is staying very low. But just in the very short term, sit back and wait.
Okay. We shall do that. Wayne, David, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Back to the election coverage. David Shapiro, of course, from Sasfin Securities. Wayne McCary from F&B Wealth and Investments. And Alicia. We'll be back tomorrow night to take more of your stock-related questions. Have a good evening.